For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Adam Sorrell, well, he's going to have to wait before they play a little bit before he checks in for Mountain Home. West Memphis will have the ball start the second quarter as the two teams are knotted up at 14 apiece. Now there's a talking a little bit. And now should be Mount Holmes basketball, shouldn't it? Because I don't think there was ever a jump ball. Okay, now they got it right. It is supposed to be Mount Holmes basketball because West Memphis did win the tip and there was never a jump ball called in the first quarter. So Mount Holmes ball on the possession arrow to start this second quarter. Satch Harris will end the bound ball on the far sideline. He gets into Wyatt Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it to Harris near the right elbow. Back to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert's going to pull up for the jumper on the right side. No good. Rebound comes to Hort. He's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Emmanuel Hort with 8 points on the night, and that's our fourth lead change this evening. West Memphis up 16-14 as we are 30 seconds into the second quarter. Crawford has the ball on the left wing. Dribbles there, that is. Now picks up his drill, throws up top to Tabor. Over to Harris on the right side. Harris trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he'll dribble up to the top, gives it to Jones on the left. Jones will dribble to the top. Now he goes to the right elbow. Picks up his drill, now tries to figure out where to go with it, gives it to Crawford near the half-court line. Now Gilbert has it there. Gilbert is trying to get some distance between him and his defender, Hort. He does. Over a minute into this second quarter. Bombers with the ball trailing by two. Crawford has it on the left wing. Now picks up his dribble. Throws up top to Tabor. Over to Jones on the right side. Jones has it there on the wing. Throws it to Tabor in the corner now. Now Tabor's going to go down towards the low blocks. Going to look to get the reverse layup off the glass and in. Dawson Tabor with 4 points. Our second tie of the night. We're knotted up at 16 with 6.5 minutes left of the first half. Here is Williams with ball up at the top for West Memphis. He drills toward the left side. Now he's going down into the lane, and he's going to be fouled, I think, before the shot. Satch Harris picks up his first personal foul. That's the third team foul against the Blue Devils, against the Bombers, that is, here in the second in the first quarter. Adam Sorrell's checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Satch Harris. Sorrell, a 5'11 senior. Hort inbounds the ball to Hazley. Now Williams has it near the top. Over to Hazley on the left elbow. His pass was knocked away in the lane, stolen by Mountain Home. That is the Bombers' fifth turnover of the night. Here's Gilbert with it on the right wing. His pass was knocked away, goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Mountain Home will keep possession with 6:06 left to play in the first half. Bombers and Blue Devils knotted up at 16. Sorrell will trigger the inbound pass in front of the Mountain Home crowd. Throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert will set up the offense. His pass to Sorrell is knocked away over on the far sideline by Deion Williams. Mountain Home will inbound once again. 6:01 left in the half. Sorrell inbounds it to Tabor near the top. Over to Gilbert on the right corner. Now Gilbert will dribble out to the wing. Now go a little closer to the top. Over to Sorrell on the right side. And a foul away from the ball. And a push-off called against Xavier Warren. That is his first personal foul. That's the last foul West Memphis has to give here in the first half. 5:52 left to play in the first half as Mount Home will inbound once again. This time underneath the baseline, underneath the basket on the baseline. Sorrell will trigger the pass. Throws it up top to Tabor. Tabor trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Crawford on the right side. Again, Mount Home West Memphis tied at 16. Crawford back to Tabor up at the top. down to Jones on the low block. He's going to go up for the hook shot, and it goes in. Matt Jones with his first 2 points, and that's our fifth lead change. Mount Holmes up 18-16, 5.5 minutes left in this first half. Deion Williams into the front court for the Blue Devils. Throws over on the right side to Doolittle. Doolittle's going to go down into the lane, and offensive foul away from the ball. Xavier Warren picks up a second personal foul. That is the 17th foul and the sixth turnover of the night against West Memphis. Kylan Sykes and Chris Moore checking back in for the Blue Devils as Davion Doolittle and Akiron Hazley both take a seat. 5:20 left to play in the first half. Mount Tom will inbound it. Mount Tom is in the bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges and illegal screens. Gilbert into the front court. Ball goes over to Sorrell, but he was almost stolen, but Sorrell is able to corral it. He's going down into lane now, throws it to Jones, who mishandles the pass but gets it back. Now throws it near the top to Crawford. Crawford's going toward the left side. Picks up his dribble, now trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Tabor. Over to Jones now. And now Mount Holmes going to reset the offense. Jones has it on the right wing. Throws it up top to Crawford. Crawford's going to pull drill to the elbow. Now gives it to Tabor on the other elbow. His jumper will not go, and West Memphis gets the rebound. Bombers lead 18-16. Here is Moore back the other way. He's going to pull up for the jumper near the free throw line. Will not go. Horde gets offensive rebound. He's fouled before any shot attempt, and West Memphis will inbound it with 4:32 left in the first half. Abe Crawford picks up his second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Bombers here in the first half. So Crawford will take a seat with a second foul. Satch Harris comes back in the game. 18-16, Bombers leading it. Inbound pass controlled by Sykes into Williams. Now up top to Moore. Moore is going to throw it back to Sykes on the right wing. Sykes will give it to Williams will give it to Sykes. Now a pass down in the paint, and another foul called on Mountain Home. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul, 15th foul against the Bombers. 4:22 left to play in the first half as Kylan Sykes will inbound it once again. Gets into Deion Williams in the right corner. Williams will dribble out to the wing. Back to Sykes in the corner. Sykes will dribble out to the wing now. Now up top, near the top to Moore. Over on the left side to Williams. Down a low block. It goes to Warren. He can't get the shot to go. And Mount Tom comes up with the rebound. 4:03 left to play in the half. Jones with it in the front court. Jones dribbles on the left wing. Gives it up top to Harris. Harris is going to drill down to lane. Pull up for the jumper. Will not go. And fouls will be called on the rebound. I believe they're going to get Sorrell with that one. Yep. Adam Sorrell picks up his first personal foul. 16th foul against Mountain Home. Jalen Lewis checking back in for the Blue Devils as Xavier Warren will take a seat. West Memphis will inbound at 3:49. Let's play in the first half as they trail the Bombers 18-16. Williams will walk the ball into the front court for the Blue Devils. Throws her on the right side to Horde. Horde finds Sykes down in the just outside the paint. He puts up the jumper. Good. Kalen Sykes is with 8 points. That is our third tie of the night. 18 apiece with less than 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Gilbert throws over to Harris on the left wing. Now up top to Jones. Jones gives it back to Gilbert there at the top. Now an offensive foul away from the ball. An illegal screen called on Dawson Tabor. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. And their first turnover of the night. It's Liam Russell coming into the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home as Matt Jones will take a seat. Jones currently has 2 fouls. Liam Russell, a 6'6 senior. 3:14 left to play in this game. We're knotted up at 18 all. Here is Williams into the front court. Now he'll give it to Horde. Down to Sykes in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Russell. And back come the Bombers. Gilbert will bring the ball across the half-court stripe. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this half. We're knotted up at 18. Now Gilbert's going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup. Will not go. And Tabor gets the rebound tip back to him. He goes back up with it. He can't get the ball to go. And this time Moore gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way for West Memphis. Now he will throw it to Lewis, who can't get the layup. But Moore's there to tip it back up and in. And now I'm not sure what the call is. Bench warning called against West Memphis. So Chris Moore with his first 2 points of the night. And that is our sixth lead change this evening, eight, as West Memphis goes back up 20-18 with 2:35 left in the half. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. A full court man-to-man for West Memphis. Gilbert across the timeline. Dribbles toward the right side. Now takes a screen from Tabor. Now he's trying to get some distance between him and his defender. Now ball goes over on the left side to Harris. Harris takes a screen from Russell. Now a five-second call is going to be called against against Mountain Home. Satch Harris couldn't get away from his defender. That is the Bombers' second turnover of the night. Comes with 2:10 left in the first half. Kyron Hazley is going to check back in for the Blue Devils as he will replace Chris Moore. Nope, I take that back. He's going to replace Jalen Lewis. So West Memphis with the ball leading 20-18. 2:10 left to play in this half. Williams cross the timeline, throws it to Horde. Now to Moore in the right corner. Now he'll give it to Sykes. Back to Moore. Back up top to Sykes. Over to Horde on the left side. Now it goes. Now ball goes down on the low block to Hazley. He puts up the shot. He can't get to go, and the Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. 1:45 left to play in the half. Bombers with a chance to tie or take the lead once again on this possession. They trail by two. Ball goes to Tabor on the right elbow. Back to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert's going down to the corner. Now goes out, back out to the wing. Gives it back to Tabor. Over to Sorrell on the left side. Down to Harris near the left corner. Now near the top to Russell. Russell tries to throw it down to Tabor. Pass was wide of him. It goes out of bounds. Mount Home's third turnover of the night comes with 1:23 left in the half. West Memphis with the ball leading 20-18. Here is Williams back the other way. Throws it to Moore in the right corner. Now Horde has it. Over to Williams on the left side. Over to Moore near the right elbow. He's going down into lane. He's going to be fouled before any shot attempt. And it's going to be at a 1-1 coming up for Chris Moore. Dawson Tabor picks up his second personal foul. That is the eighth team foul coming called against Mountain Home here in the first half. So it will be Chris Moore at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1. He has 2 points so far this evening. Chris Moore's first free throw is up and good, so he does earn the bonus. And if he gets this next one, it'll be a two-possession game. Moore's second free throw, no good. He gets 1-2, and Russell gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home as it'll stay a one-possession game. Sorrell with it right now. He'll get it into the front court. Now Gilbert has it just inside the half-court line. He's going to be double-teamed, trying to get out of it. Now finds Russell on the right side, gives it to Sorrell, who's cutting into the lane. His layup is blocked, and Williams comes up with the basketball. He'll throw it to Moore in the front court, down to Hazley, who's going in for the layup. Good. 23-18, West Memphis up by five with 40 seconds left of the half. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Gilbert across the timeline, now finds Russell by himself in the lane, now throws it to Tabor. Now back to Gilbert, 25 seconds left. Gilbert's going to dribble down into lane, going in for the reverse layup. Shot was blocked, and the ball comes to the hands of Emmanuel Horde, who's quickly back the other way. Horde dribbling down into lanes, going up for the layup, will not go. The rebound's knocked around, controlled by Hazley. He's going back up with it, off the glass, no good, but he will draw contact and head to the free throw line with 10.6 seconds left. Liam Russell picks up his first personal foul. That's the 19th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Kyron Hazley at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 2 points so far this evening. Hazley's first free throw is up and will not go. Matt Jones checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Liam Russell. And for West Memphis, Emmanuel Horde and Chris Moore will take a seat as they are replaced by Davion Doolittle and Tremaine Sims, who checks in for the first time tonight. Sims is a junior. Hazley's second shot is up, and he gets one of two. 24-18, West Memphis Mountain Home, 10.6 seconds left. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert, now back to Jones. Now to Sorrell, who crosses the timeline. Over to Tabor. Over the right side to Harris. He's going to try for the three. He gets it and cuts it to one possession before the end of the first half. Sedge Harris with 5 points on the night. And we've come to the end of the first half. Our score at the break, West Memphis leading Mountain Home 24-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.